Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee by the Southern District of New York Courthouse. Today, Thursday, February 29th, the rare leap year, 2024. We're covering a couple of trials. There's the Trump docket and some ancillary matters and UN corruption. So let's get to it, as they say. In the Honduras trial, some in Honduras, I've been live tweeting it, made more of it, I think, than is really worth it. The narco-trafficker, Devis Rivera Maradiaga, in answering a kindly badly posed question by Mr. Colon, JOH's lawyer, said, you know, most disappointed that the president took the money and became a part of the Cachiros gang. Now, whether you're part of the gang that you took the bribe, I don't know. Taking the bribe, though, that's what he's on trial for, as well as the ancillary guns, etc. Also, we posted portions of the notebooks that were shown to the jury. Now, some of the dollar figures are small, which has led some to say, like, it must be another JOH or the trial was bogus. I don't know. These were the exhibits, so we published them. In the Lemoore Whitehead trial, they had the congregant, Rashid Anderson, on the stand. And the trial's going a bit slow, and it's now taking quite a break until next Tuesday. But at day's end, the prosecutor said that next week they're going to have an expert witness to put in the texts of Eric Adams and an employee of Eric Adams. Now, let me just say, I think that the argument is that he was throwing the name around, that the fix wasn't in, but we will have those next week. We'll be covering them closely. Now, in Trump land, we covered an employment case. You can find that online. But we also, the Supreme Court is going to hear the immunity case, and the D.C. case remains stayed for that purpose. Also, Illinois, a single judge, says he's off the ballot. That'll, of course, be appealed and combined with the Colorado case that is pending in the Supreme Court and that we live-tweeted the argument of. The ancillary matter is Stephen Calk. He was a man that wanted to become Trump's Secretary of the Army, and he ran a bank in Chicago. He made loans to Manafort to try to get the position that he wanted. This was called bribery. It's also the misuse of FDIC funds. He was sentenced to a year and a day more than 2 years ago, and he hasn't set foot in jail because he got bail pending appeal. Now, he's lost his appeal, but he still doesn't want to go to jail. He says that an amendment that many people cite means that he doesn't have to go to jail at all. The government has responded that no, the sentence was not based on the guidelines changing. It was based on the conduct, and they should set a surrender date. We tend to agree. Just because you see people getting hammered for relatively small crimes. This was the misuse of a bank to buy a position. I'm going to do the UN first and then the Spanish. UN, incredible, incredible. Antonio Guterres is taking off today for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He's going to be there all the way until Monday. It's basically a vacation, but he says he's going to CARICOM, is it? But the reality is that the UN is totally failing. If you've noticed, they've been chased out of Mali. They're being chased out of the DRC, and they are now leaving Sudan as well, a country in the midst of an absolutely terrible crisis. Antonio Guterres has run the organization into the ground, but he continues to think that just providing robo-quotes will keep him in power. Let's see. Ahora en español. En el juicio de Juan Orlando Hernández, ayer Devis Maradiaga, Rivera Maradiaga, dijo que Juan Orlando Hernando casi se puso parte de los cachiros tomando los sobornos. Yo creo que la gente van un poco, you know, bueno, fue su manera de decirlo. Si alguien es parte de una conspiración de recibir soborno, no sé. Pero por eso está acusado, también muchas drogas. También los cuadernos. Yo puse un foto del cuaderno que se mostró al jurado. Hay gente que dicen que la cantidad de dinero está muy chiquito, que bueno, así es. Yo solamente estoy diciendo que eso es lo que se mostró al jurado. Bueno, seguimos con el juicio. To be continued, Inner City Press.